SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. Sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast, episode 84.
Oh.
Lots of
big O's. Lots of big O's all around. Hours of orgasmic bliss.
Man.
It's Sunday afternoon. We had quite a hot time at the club last night. We were going to record last night, but it's
4 in the morning when we got back here.
Yeah, and we ended up, I was like, no way, no more sex, John, no more sex. And then I ended up crawling in bed or wanting to go to sleep, but then I just changed my mind.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. But I get so turned on, and the sex that we have and the playtime that we have, I mean, it was a marathon, and I was very sore and very exhausted, but I still was turned on and wanting to have sex with you when we got home, even though I didn't want to. I just couldn't help myself. I don't know. It's like that.
It was hot.
So I don't know. I guess we should probably give some background information before we start talking about Saturday night, or...
Because it's Sunday. We're going to tell you about our hot time Saturday night at a club, but it actually started Thursday.
Thursday night, we got invited to a single guy's boat. Let's call him D.
He's a guy that we've known for several years in the lifestyle. We originally met him as a couple and played with them late one night.
And then I think we ran into them as a couple again and had a longer play
right
situation. And that was hot. And then I guess about a year or so went by, and John and I were at a club, and I was giving John some lap dances, and there's this guy that sat down and smiled, and he's like, I think I know you. I've played with you before. And I'm like, what? Or something like that. And then I don't think he recognized John, because John had a beard.
But I recognize him.
And then we started talking, and we definitely remembered. And he was a single then. And this was about a little over a year ago. And it was right about the time where I started playing with single guys and threesomes.
Yes, we took you up to a playroom that night and ravished you.
Yes, so...
We never made a podcast of that, but it was very hot.
Yeah, that was very hot. And I think he probably went home and listened to our podcast, and about that time it was the...
Episode 77 with a threesome on a boat.
Mm-hmm. So he had texted us over some times and saying, you know... Oh, we knew he had a boat, but he's like, you guys like the boats, come to my boat. And it just never worked out. Then we ran into him again a couple of months ago at a club.
We had another threesome.
And oh my God. Yeah, that one was...
That one was really hot.
Really hot. And I just...
You just really feel comfortable with him.
I really feel comfortable with him because he's really cool with you and cool with me. And we all get along very well. It's very respectful. Very hot, very sexy, and he's just an all-around cool guy. And I thought about that. Okay, well, if he invites us to his boat, I'll definitely want to go. So on Thursday night, he texted us and invited us to his boat, and the planets were aligned, and we went.
And we rocked that boat.
Boy, did we rock it. it was awesome.
That should be a show in itself.
Yes. It was so very comfortable. And so we were talking, and just like we do with our lifestyle couples that are friends of ours. And then we ended up having just this absolutely incredible time on the boat. I love fucking on a boat. And I loved it, especially with you guys, because I was just so comfortable with you guys. And you guys know what I like, and I just completely let go. And I tell you what, the top, how the boats the ceiling is down low. I just love hanging on, putting my hands up there, and just I just love the way the boats are.
The low ceiling that you could put your hands up and ride the cock.
Yeah, I love that. So anyway, that was Thursday night, and we're not going to get into that because we've got Saturday night to tell you about.
And he plays a part in that.
As well. We had no plans with him for the weekend. I think he had other plans for the weekend, and we were thinking about going to a club anyway. And
he texted us earlier in the afternoon and said, hey, my plans fell through. I'm going to go to the club tonight. What are you guys up to? And we had already made plans to go to the club, and we're like, yeah, we're going too. See you there.
So we went to the club, and we got out early, and
had a cocktail, sat out, had a drink with you, talked about, I think we talked about our hot time that we'd had Thursday, among other things. And then we went to grab something to eat. And while we were sitting there grabbing a bite to eat, sexy girl comes in and passed me and ran over to you to hug you.
She hugged me and hugged you and was very friendly.
I was just very glad to see her there.
Mm-hmm. And they are also a couple that we have history with. And she said, oh, my husband's down. He's coming in. You know, we just got here. I saw you up here. I just wanted to say hi. And we went down to get a drink because they were playing some good songs. So we got a drink and I wanted to dance for you. We sat down and I saw them also sitting by the dance floor, and I kind of smiled at them, and no one was really dancing at that point. And then you said, oh gosh, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And then you went off to the bathroom and she started dancing, doing a lap dance for her guy. And they were looking over at me and she came over to me, and then we started dancing together, me and the girl. And it was very, very hot and very sexy. She is about our age, maybe even a little older, but she looks younger. She's very toned, very sexy. Oh my God, she's got it. And she had the sexiest panties on, and her ass is so tight. And she was very hot, and she's very sensual. And the times before, we've kind of like done some bi play, but it wasn't so much so. But on the dance floor, she was just really, we were rocking and grinding into the music, and it was very sexy music playing on it, total lap dance type music. And we did that for a little while, and then I think you came back, and then you sat down for a second while we were dancing, and then I didn't know that you were back, but the girl and I kind of started going over to her guy and started to do this little lap dance for him. And then a song came on that like, fuck me in the ass, fuck me in the ass. You know, it went from like this sexy lap dance song to fuck me in the ass. And it just like took away the,
moment.
The moment. I don't know what the hell the DJ was thinking. And anyway, because we were very much into that. I mean, it wasn't a bad song. And then it took a few minutes that I've stayed there and you come over there and we were just laughing because we were like looking at each other going, damn, that just totally
zapped the mood.
And we were talking with them, and you guys, you and her went up and danced. And
yeah, she said her husband had like pulled a hamstring or something. And she's mm-hmm. like, John, I know you like to dance. Come on. Let's dance with me. You know, mm-hmm. And I got up there and we danced. While we're dancing, we're talking about dancing. And she's like, isn't it so hard for you to go dancing in normal clubs now? It is for me. I just love the dirty dance. And
I was enjoying, I mean, at one point, another girl joined you guys. I was enjoying watching you guys dancing. I didn't want to
dance.
She's
a great dancer. She does have a tight little body.
I love to dance, but I was digging on watching you guys and just... and watching the sexiness around. So somehow we got separated for a second there.
Well, for a little while, we mingled around And eventually we got horny and wanted to go up to the group room and play. Yeah. We weren't sure if they would be up there, but we were hoping so.
So we went up there. We walked in, and she was on her back on the group bed, and he was on the edge of the bed about to put his dick in her, and I'm fully dressed, and he said, "Hey, come over here. I know it'd really turn us on if you put my dick in inside of her." And I said, "Oh, I thought you'd never ask." And so I'm there fully clothed in my dress, which was a fishnet dress, but
you can see through.
I still had my clothes on and my shoes on, and you were,
and I slipped off my shoes and started taking my stuff off, putting my things away. I looked over there and I see you grabbing his cock and pushing it inside of her pussy, and she's just like gripping the sheets with her hands and writhing around, and then I see you reaching back there and grabbing his balls and
massaging her clit. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, yeah, I
love that. I love sticking a guy's dick inside of his woman. You know, it's a turn on. That's how our play with them began.
And I moved closer onto the bed and started kissing her. And she's a good kisser. I mean, he was fucking her. You were rubbing her clit and touching him, and I was kissing her and touching her shoulders and her breasts. And at one point, she said, "I feel guilty. I'm getting all the pleasure."
Oh,
but the three of us didn't even. The three of us, we didn't even stop a beat.
No.
Just kept on.
And see, I love that. I just love that. And I also, I love that everything was so smooth. And they're a lot like us. They've been married for many years. I mean, yeah, we full swap with them. They do full swap, but it's not a requirement for them to play that way.
They can still have a lot of fun soft swap.
Yeah. I mean, we soft swapped with them up there.
Right.
We did not swap partners, but it was every bit as hot.
Oh, it was a body pile.
As it was when we full swapped with them. I mean, it was just so very casual and comfortable with them. And there was time when he was fucking her and you were going down on me. And then I think she said, "It'll really send him over the top if you kiss me." And then I kissed her. Of course, I wanted to kiss her. And then that pretty much did, I believe. But we just had an incredible time with them up there.
I've had my fair share of double blowjobs. I'm very spoiled. But damn, it added even more because I know that she really likes cum. She likes seeing guys cum. She likes having cum on her skin. And you guys were giving me a really hot double blowjob, doing everything you could to try to make me cum. And I wanted to explode.
Oh, my God. I thought for sure you were going to cum. It started out, actually, he was the one. He said, "I think you should go over and help her with that." And so she did. By that time, we had been more into the bi play with me and her. That always makes the double blowjobs even better, I think.
Absolutely.
Because, and I'm not saying that we weren't like kissing and ignoring your cock at all, but
no.
It just, I think it's sensual when you kiss and touch while we're going down your shaft, and I was at your balls, and she was, we were just really working your cock together, and I thought you were going to come.
Looking back on it, I should have just went ahead and let go and come, but I wanted to fuck. I hadn't fucked you yet at that point.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
fuck you.
I know, but I don't know why. I mean, they had toys and stuff too, because
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to fuck me. You could have come. And you knew she loved the cum on her skin and everything.
Know,
you
should
have just let go.
I fucked up.
But you didn't. You didn't come. And then you wanted to fuck me.
That's right.
And so you flipped me over and you were going in doggy style. And then I was kissing on her and him. And they whipped out some toys and started putting them on my clit while you were fucking me. I was going through the roof. It happened so fast and so smooth. They're good about it. I guess they had their little swinger bag right there, party bag, right close to them, because, I mean, I didn't even see them grab the toys, but the next thing I knew, they had a vibrator on my clit while you were fucking me, and she was touching her ass, and it was just seamless pleasure. I like it that they're like us a lot. They're a lot like us as far as their history, been together for a very long time, and I think the way we play is similar.
Not always full swap.
Yeah, it's not just focused on swapping partners. It's more than that. It's about pleasure, and it wasn't anything like structured.
It was just very sensual, soft swap.
I mean, that's just as hot, if not hotter, than the times we've full swapped with him. So we've finished there and going to go get some air, cool off. And they were gathering their things, and I think she said something to me, and I think I missed a cue, but as I'm looking back on it, but we went down, just us, to the patio to cool off, and we were sitting over kind of towards the side, and I saw them coming down to the patio. They veered off into a private room with a massage table.
And left the door open.
So we were just sitting there, and I was thinking, and I was talking to you. I said, she said something to me, but I'm not sure if I missed a cue or a signal that they wanted to play some more downstairs or not. So I was just kind of watching the door, and I saw, because I didn't want to go in there and mess up anything that maybe they wanted to play with single guys or something. So I watched this one single guy walk in, and then he turned around and walked out, and then John's like, dared me to go in there.
I thought it'd be fun to have you go off in there and be with them, and then maybe tell that guy to, after you finish with him, to have me come in there with you two girls.
Right. That was what was going through your mind, but you just told me, you said, I dare you to go in there. Yeah. Go on in there. Dare you. But you didn't share that with me, that that's what you had in your mind.
No, but I was like, oh, let's just see what happens. I'll dare her to go.
So I went in there, and that other single guy had walked in there. She was giving him a massage and sucking his dick. Not the single guy, but her husband. And then when he saw me walk in, he kind of put his hand out for me to come over. So I was just rubbing his thighs, rubbing his legs a little gently. And then she was going down on him. And then that single guy was in there, and he was jacking off watching this. And I started sucking the husband's dick with her. And then I think the single guy, she started sucking his dick. And then the husband said, you know, maybe we should shut the door. And then she said, no, her husband, we want her husband to come in. He's out there on the patio, and we want him to come in. So we kept on. I was sucking his dick, and he was telling her, watch her. But anyway, it was getting hot in there, and I was wondering where you were. I mean, it was getting hot, like sexy hot, and I'm thinking, where the hell is John? Then about five single guys, this is a tiny room, four or five kind of come in to the room, and then it was four.
I was standing outside watching.
You were?
Uh-huh.
It was four, but there was already one, that other one in there already.
Right, so that made five.
So, and I'm thinking, now this room is going to get too hot temperature-wise, and it's not, we're not going to be able to do anything in this room, and where the hell is John? So I'm like looking, and I don't know why you didn't come in.
You had your ass to the window. There was a window there, and I could see your ass. I had a good vantage point. I was watching your head go up and down on her husband's cock, and I could see that the single guys were just standing there jacking off, and they weren't touching you. So I thought everything was cool, and she saw me watching, and she smiled at me and told me to get in there. And so I came on in. I walked around the side of the room, and I stood between you two girls. And as soon as I came in there, one of the single guys reached down to touch you. And that's when I swatted his hand away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
You did?
Yeah, because he thought that I must be a single guy, and that you guys, since I kind of got into your personal space more, that you must be okay with it. He didn't know I was your husband.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So as soon as I batted his hand away, he was cool. Because, you know, you didn't know this guy, you know?
Right. But, you know, I didn't mention it before, but that first single guy, when I was sucking the husband's dick while he was on the massage table, he was trying to touch me on my back. And I just pushed his hand away and said, just shook my head, said no. And then that was fine for him, you know.
Right.
He did not do it. And then I did that one other time with one of the other single guys that walked in. but
anyway, it was all good.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't being disrespectful. They were just crowding in there, and
you were starting to go back down on him, and you're alternating my dick with his dick, the other husband. You're going back and forth between us, and she was giving the other guy head, and I was rubbing her back while you're giving us blowjobs.
Right. And I think he said to the single guys, "Guys, get out. We need some air in here. We need some room in here."
It did it again. It got too hot. It's summer, and it got too hot in there, temperature-wise.
Yeah, and they left.
Yeah, and the four of us kind of just hung out in there for a little while.
And that was great. That was hot. And I believe they were hungry, and they went up to get something to eat.
And we walked out of the room, and right there is when we saw D, our friend that we had played with Thursday night at the beginning of this podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
There he was. Hey, good to see you.
There was D from the boat, our single
that we explained at the beginning of this show.
Yeah. And it was great to see him, and he caught us up. He had actually been playing with a couple that he knew before, and we were just talking, and there was a single guy that walked up and started to talk to us, and he was a nice looking guy, probably 30, really respectful, and he started complimenting me, I guess, and then introducing himself, and he was just, I could tell he was pretty new, but he was, I liked him right off the bat. I could tell he was a good guy. Then you went off to get us a drink, and he continued, the single guy continued to talk with us, myself and Dee. I knew while you were gone that just by what he was saying and the ways he was talking to Dee that he thought Dee and I were a couple. And, you know, he was just being very polite and courteous and making his connection with the husband, so he thought. And
when I came back, he was like telling Dee, what a, you know, nice wife you have, what a great lucky guy you are and all this stuff. And I just came back with the drinks and sat him down. I heard all this and I said, you know, new single guy, if you want to have any chance of getting with this gorgeous girl right here, I have. You got to go through D. D is the man. You got to be really nice to D if you want to have any chance with her. I just kept playing it up.
I know. You were so mean to him. You were just fucking with him, but you were...
Well, D caught on too, because when I said you got to go through him, he's like, "Well, you don't have to go through me, you know, literally." And I said, "Oh, no, there's an audition process. Actually, I had to go through it. What they made me do, just so you know, they made me go off to a private part of the club here with them and masturbate myself to orgasm 3 times. And if I could get it up on that 4th try, then I could be with her." Then his eyes kind of bugged out.
Yeah, I know. And I felt bad because you didn't know that he was already being nice to
Dee.
While you were gone, you know.
Just fucking around.
Yeah, we were just messing with him, or you were just messing with him. But yeah,
then
Dee
told him, he's messing with you. They're the couple. And then I joked and I'm like, "Don't worry. You probably thought that she's with the good looking one, and that would be Dee." I can see how you made the mistake.
Yeah. So anyway, we all three or four now, I guess, of us were just hanging out, drinking.
Behind us, there was an orgy going on.
Yeah.
A gangbang.
Right. And I saw that and I said, "I want to get a closer look at that." So we just moved our drinks and moved over right up close to a table that was by the window of the gangbang.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know if D and the single guy were kind of like, I know you know that I'm not into gangbangs, but I love to watch them. But I think the single guy and D were trying to figure out, you know, is she into gangbangs or what? Because I wanted to go over and watch. And
all we could see was 4 very muscular, fit, black military types asses banging and surrounding this girl with her feet in the air with silver shoes.
And I love to watch them. And I do it often. If there's a gangbang going on, I'll go and watch. And it's not, I just enjoy watching it. And I've talked with women that enjoy the gangbangs, but it's never been a fantasy of mine. And I'm pretty darn sure I wouldn't be into it. You know, with
especially
just,
like an anonymous setting.
Yeah, and the guys asked me, you know, would you be? And I told them, you know what? No, I love to watch them, and I talk to girls about them, but it just doesn't do it for me. I mean, I wouldn't. There's nothing wrong with them, and I don't judge people that do it. You know,
just not your thing to have anonymous sex with a bunch of men.
Yeah, and it's another. Just the penis and vagina stuff that. Going one after the other. I don't think it would be, I know it wouldn't, I wouldn't be into that, but I do like to watch it. I want the more of the connection. I wouldn't mind being with three guys or four guys or five guys if I had connections with them all. It's just the anonymous thing. And then I don't know, but I said, you guys want to find a room? And
yeah, that was kind of like because I was sitting there thinking, well, she says she doesn't want to do that kind of thing unless there's a connection. Well, I know I got a connection with her. I know Dee's got a connection with her. She's kind of connected with this new guy.
Yeah, I knew you were thinking about that all along.
But you set it out.
I set it out, and I said, well, just find a place where we could go that's not going to be too hot and people aren't going to walk in and think it's a gangbang and
free for all.
So you guys found this nice room
and huge bed
and it did have a glass window area where people could actually watch in, but
they couldn't come in, but they could
see
it.
So we all three, oh, all four.
Right.
Went in there.
You and three guys.
Yeah. And it first started, you and Dee helped me take my dress off, and I kind of pushed the single guy down.
Jay. We'll call him Jay.
Jay. Well, he kind of laid down, and I started kissing on him, and you and Dee, you were on each side of me, kind of behind me, but you guys were touching me and holding my hand. I did have contact with you guys, but I was spending some time with the new guy. And it felt good at that beginning. I knew it was gonna be great because I know you know me, but Dee knows me as well and knows what I'm turned on by and what turns me off, and he's always very respectful and looking out for me. So I had two guys like that, and the other guy was nice and respectful. I wasn't afraid that he was going to do anything, but it felt kind of neat having you both beside me like that, and I was kind of seducing this one guy, and you guys were kind of winking at me and touching my tits, and sometimes I would hold or touch you guys, but I was giving this guy a blowjob.
And you were pretty focused on him. And
I
we
was
were
totally focused on him, yeah. And that went on for a while. And then I think that even, and he was very, very hard. And I guess Dee, being looking out for me, pulled out a condom for the guy, making sure that, you know, that the guy had a condom, and it wasn't our condoms. And so I told you, John, get a condom, and you went and got a condom, and I rolled it on his dick and got on him cowgirl and started fucking him cowgirl. And at times you guys got up on the bed and I was sucking your dicks and,
I told Dee, I said, come around other side because I know there's one thing that you really like. He didn't know this, but I grabbed one arm of your arms while you're riding him cowgirl and started lifting you. And then he took my cue and he grabbed your other arm And now both of us are just like lifting you in the air and then pushing you down his cock.
That was hot. That was hot. And I think it flipped him out too. He was like, whoa, whoa. Wow. It was pretty hardcore fucking, and then you guys were helping out like a team. There, helping me out there.
You fucked him for a long time, cowgirl. And then you would also suck our dicks. Mm-hmm. You were still...
I think I got on my back and continued to... He continued to fuck me, and then you guys got into a better position where I could suck your dicks back and forth and while he was fucking me. And I think that was getting him turned on. It was turning me on. Was that hot for you? What were you thinking?
All three of us guys were all over you.
I had some attention. Yeah. I wasn't just laying there either. Making it slow.
No. Then after he did your missionary, he flipped you over and did you doggy style.
And I was sucking both you and Dee's cock. And you reached down and you were touching my clit.
Just like rock hard. I love doing that. I love feeling your pussy when you're getting fucked. So naughty.
So that was sending me through the roof. And I love when I'm being fucked and I'm also sucking a cock this time too.
And he was fucking you doggy style. And then I think he kind of like, I mean, he wanted to continue fucking you. He wanted us guys to get in there too. And so he pulled out of you doggy, and I took that as my opportunity to go down on you. And he had the condom on still, and you were like, take that condom off. I want to suck your cock. And you were, I could look up between your breasts and see you sucking both of them now.
While you were going down,
I was going down on you, and your clit was hard, and you were so wet. It's just, I mean, just really wet. And
he came.
I know. I could see. It was dark in there, but I could still see this.
Yeah.
Cum blind across your face.
He came all over my face and tits, and I think that either you started fucking me or D again.
I did. I was really turned on.
You did, because you were on me missionary,
mm-hmm.
And I still had all that cum all over me. You were pressed up against me, and you were fucking me. And
I might be a naughty, nasty thing, but I love fucking you when you act. You're wet, and your pussy's wet, and your skin's wet with sweat and cum. It's just hot.
And
fucking turning me on.
Well,
and
all I knew
the shit out of me.
I think that you wanted D. Well, actually, before you started fucking me, you said D. You know, you want to do it. You want to fuck her. And I said, they've both come. John, you fuck me.
Because I had seen the one guy come, but I didn't know D had. I don't know, when you said that, I thought, oh, he must have came in her mouth, or came, and I didn't see it.
But I was talking about, he had told me before we went in that he had come already, and he usually takes about an hour or so. All right.
But I'm glad I didn't know that, because I was really turned on thinking that you'd made both of them come. So I was really turned on. And I was fucking, and I mean, we fucked for a long time, and I didn't come, but I needed a break, and I was getting really turned on watching you give head, that I wanted to get some head from you, and I looked, and I saw that D was hard again, and the other guy was still touching you and everything, but D was hard, so I was like, you know, fuck her, and I sat down in front of your face, and that's like my favorite thing, one of my favorite things, is watching you get fuck doggy, and you got your face right in front of my dick, and you're just fucking going wild. I get to watch all your facial expressions and see how
Mm-hmm.
Much.
I was sucking your dick too, yes, off and on when I could manage it.
Yes, you were. That's hot.
That went on for quite a while.
All three of us guys, you got us all going, and Dean needed a break because he was fucking you really hard, and I was hard again from your blowjob, and so you got on me, cowgirl.
I was sucking D's dick.
He was standing up.
Anyway, I was fucking you, cowgirl, and sucking D's dick, and then the single guy, whatever his name is, comes from behind me. He's on top of me from behind, and his dick is kind of like on my ass, but I just let him know, you know, no DP, but you can get around there, but no DP. And that's another thing that I'm not quite up to partaking in, but it felt really good being on top of you, sucking D's dick, and having that other guy on my back. And his dick was not, I mean, it wasn't in my ass, but it was just kind of on top of it. And then I glanced over, and there was like all these people, like with their eyes like at the window, just, and it was weird because they probably looked like to them that I was getting triple penetrated, but no, I wasn't, but it felt really good in that position. I wouldn't want to be DP'd, but just having that masculine body up against me from behind, or it could have been a female body too, but just being sandwiched in like that, and oh, wow. And then you came.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Not yet. Oh, wait. I don't know. I think, D was fucking me again. And then you and the newer single guy, I guess I was sucking your dick. I wasn't even sucking the newer single guy's dick, but he was kind of rubbing his back again. And then he started coming on me again. I don't think he realized that you guys hadn't come. He was the one that actually came twice,
right,
by that point.
Right.
And he was like a little intimidated by that you guys were. I think he thought you guys had come already in that. Yeah. You guys were continuing on and on hard. But
I turned you over, doggy, and fucked you, and I did come a lot.
Yeah.
I was so turned on watching all that. Damn.
That was hot. That's the first time I've been with like three guys and me in that foursome combination, you
right,
know?
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
And it was really great that I knew two of the guys very, very well. And two of you knew me very, very well. And the other guy, I mean, there was nothing to worry about him. And he was just a really nice guy. So it was very hot. It was sensual, and it was out and out naughty fucking.
We took a break, and then Dee and I fucked you again.
I know. I know. Wow. We took a break. We thought we were finished. I thought I was finished.
I thought I was finished.
But we ended up, I mean, we talked with the guy a little while, but you, me, and Dee were kind of like hanging out, just talking, you know, talking about life stuff and talking about clubs and places around and things like that. And, you know, an hour or so probably went by, and we had some drinks, and I was starting to get a little chilly out there. We were going to go home, I think.
The being chilly is responsible for us playing, because you had on fishnet, like,
yeah,
dress, a
mm-hmm.
fishnet dress, and mm-hmm. and your nipples were poking through.
You guys like, yeah, we can warm you up.
Yeah, we can warm you up. Yeah.
I think D said that.
He did.
And then I said, okay, let's go. And then us three went back into that room, and we rocked it, rocked the boat. You guys both came, and I came multiple times. And there was times where he was fucking me, but he likes to pull out and finish orally. But I said, you know, go ahead, come. Just come inside of me. Of course, he had a condom on, but I'm just telling him, come inside of me. And he amped up his fucking, and then it was pushing my head further in a more rapid on your cock. And, yeah, he came. And I think you came again, too.
Well, by that point, I was really turned on. He had just came and like that, and I got between your legs and started fucking you. And if I thought you were wet before, you were gushing. I thought you were about to squirt or something. I mean, you were so fucking wet. It wasn't long, and you were like, John, you coming me too?
Yeah, because I knew it definitely was the end of the night, and I was like, normally you don't come inside of me because in case someone else wants to go down.
That was a turn on that you had just told that guy to come in you and now you were telling me.
Yeah. That's a little different for you though.
No, that's different for me. I've never.
Well, he's got a condom on though.
I know, but it was.
But in your imagination, yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. It was hot. It was an incredible night. Soft swap, banging, pleasuring. Watching, I mean, it was just full on overload of sex.
Right. Yeah, that was an all around incredible night because I got to dance at the beginning. Like, that always puts me in the right mental state if I get to dance in the beginning and then come home and I think, oh my God, the 6 hours of pleasure. Non-stop pleasure, just about. And then I was like, I was telling you, there's no way I'm going to have sex. No way.
I know.
No way, no how.
I know.
And you're like, okay, we'll just get in bed and let's lay here. And you wanted to talk. And then I changed my mind.
You started saying some really, really naughty stuff to me.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
Yeah, we started doing like kind of recapping, but then getting naughtier, and I started talking to you, and then we started fucking again. Hmm. And that's the best out of everything. It was a very hot night, but that after sex, after a hot night, I mean, it's incredible. And even though I was sore, I couldn't pass it up. I changed my mind and we fucked till like 5:30 in the morning.
There's only one thing better than that.
What?
Fucking after you've connected, after the night, after you just recorded the podcast.
Oh, God. No, I'm seriously, I know you want to fuck me, but I am literally,
And before we go, Allie made me come back on here and do the outro before she'll have sex with me. We want to say thank you to all of you, and especially a big shout out and hello to all the new people that have signed up for our Desire trip.
Yes, Desire 2012, March 31st through April 7th.
2012.
It is going to be a blast, and we'd love you to join us.
And I hope we didn't scare anybody away with this episode. What? We're pretty naughty.
Yeah.
Join us at Desire. Visit us on our forum. And also follow us on Twitter. We have a nice group of naughty people who we interact with every day, and it's a lot of fun. It also generated some conversations about gangbangs recently, which was entertaining. There's a little bit more coming on this episode. If you've listened this long, we met D on a Thursday night. We played. We met him again Saturday night. We played. Allie and I were sitting here on Tuesday editing this podcast, and he texts us up, and he says, "You want to come over to the boat?"
And we say, yeah.
And this time we took our recorder. So what you're about to hear is us talking to D on the boat.
Yeah, it's a little bit. We didn't tape very much.
No, just a few minutes, but at least you'll get an introduction to D. So without further ado, all aboard.
I mean, I don't know if you want.
Okay, so we're sitting outside on a boat.
Wait till the helicopter.
We have a helicopter going overhead. It's kind of cool to hear the helicopter. They're coming to get us. And she's cuddled up here next to our friend Dee, who has ever so graciously invited us to his boat tonight.
Yeah.
Let's ask him some questions.
Yes. We had a hot time Saturday night, didn't we?
We had an extremely hot time. Mm-hmm. Saturday night was phenomenal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you think, like, before we went in there to have the foursome with me and you and the other guy?
No, I didn't think that at all.
Did you think it was going to go down?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
I didn't know
if you were interested in him or not.
Well, you guys came over when we were watching that gangbang, and we were all out there watching, and both of you guys said to me, is that something you'd be interested in, or something like that? You guys said something like
right,
that.
Right.
Like, no, I like to watch. I just like more of a connection, you know, and the sensual bit of it, and I don't know.
Not just and it was just strangers out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
And then it was not long from then that we were almost
having a mini GB.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not quite a...
But it was totally different. I mean, even though I had just as much sex as she probably did. Because each of you were with me a couple of times each.
Right, right.
And then you guys also made me come touching me and...
Mm-hmm. Did you like all that attention? All that male attention all over you?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you sit and think it out, if I would think it out, I would think that three guys and me, that would be not fun because it would be too much work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about gangbangs. It just didn't seem to be fun. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a lot of work, but that didn't seem... like work at all.
Just flowed,
huh? Flowed, yeah.
It
totally
did.
Did. And I loved it at the beginning with both of you guys beside me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to go down on that guy, because it was almost like you guys knew me.
Right,
And you guys weren't...
He's a new conquest,
Yeah.
We let him go first.
No, I mean, you guys were... And it was funny, even before that, when he was talking to you, like you were my husband or something. Do you remember that?
Well, I think when he came up, he assumed that I was, because I was standing closer to you.
Well, you were kind of across from me, though.
I don't know why he assumed that I was your husband. So then we just kind of went along with it, what he assumed, huh?
No, that's funny. And... it was a sensual. It was very sensual and very.
It was awesome.
I like the. We had good teamwork.
That's what I'm saying.
The other night when you and I, when we were lifting her up and down.
Oh yeah.
That's fucking hot.
It's like we rehearsed that.
I think we blew that guy's mind. Because, like, I would think, you know, a foursome like that would just be too much work and exhausting.
It would be, you know, when it would be too much work if you like, try to set it up, like, with, like, a place to meet and have drinks and see how it feels and, you know, then...
Yeah.
Then meet next time and then get a hotel. That would be too contrived, you know?
Exactly.
That would be a lot of work.
Yeah, that's true.
But the way it just happened, that wasn't a lot of work because we were all there.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of wanting the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm talking like work in the actual acts.
Oh, the act of work.
Know.
Yeah.
But,
well, that wouldn't,
no,
why would you see
having
that?
The sex with three guys on with one girl, and all of you guys are straight. And I'm just one girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I would feel like, oh, I've got to please all these guys, you know? But I didn't think that because I knew that you guys knew, I don't know what I'm saying. The way I play or the way I
Yeah, it was just...
The way it flowed.
I like it good, to
flow. Oh, yeah.
Was, yeah. You kind of like... You were really in charge. You did your own thing.
Yeah.
You know, we just kind of let it flow mm-hmm. how you were and most comfortable.
And you mm-hmm. and you both were totally in my
mm-hmm. yeah, we
in my groove.
We weren't yeah. just like
same,
dog piling.
Yeah. Same page.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was very, very, very hot. Very hot. And I think, and that one time I look up when I was on top of John, fucking John, and I was sucking your dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then that guy came up on top of me.
Right.
He wasn't in a DP, but I mean,
He wanted was, to, I think.
Yeah, he did. And I was
that
like,
was
no.
his that was his plan.
Hmm? I was like, he got all excited. I guess. And but I told him, you know, mm-hmm. but you can, you know, stay there. And I look over, and there's people. Peeled
yeah,
to
they
the
thought
wind.
They thought we were doing the airtight SEAL Team 3. Huh?
I know. Huh? Totally. You saw it? Did you see him?
That's what they thought was going on, because huh? he was behind you. It was and he was moving.
Uh-huh.
It's like he was just rubbing it on you or something.
He was leaning over on mm-hmm. top of me. Yeah.
I knew you guys like to party like late into the early wee hours of the morning.
So that's why you didn't want to come.
Yeah, I want to save it for later. Yeah.
And yeah, you both came and mm-hmm. I came.
It was hot.
Multiple times. mm-hmm. That was hot. You both really fucked me really hard. Came. Both of you.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Can do that again tonight.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. Sure. Sure. Okay. Well, let's take a break.
Yeah, take a break.
Take a sex break.
Take a sex break.
Take a sex break.